Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
So the new Starbucks car, the new Starbucks holiday cups are out.
Uh-huh.
And the fountains is already dressed up for the holidays.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And don't forget, Santa's coming to Cielo Vista this weekend.
Santa's coming to Cielo Vista this weekend. Which, okay, I know it's a little early.
Yes.
But for me, having to drag kids to go get Santa pictures, the earlier the better, dude.
Sure, sure.
I don't care if he shows up on July 4th.
You know, especially if you want to mail some out.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, just get them done. And, you know, and so, no, I completely am thrilled to pieces that they've got Santa coming.
Let me see your holiday cup.
Holiday cup.
Ah.
It's another one of those, you know, you draw in. Although this year, remember last year or the year before, it was like a completely blank either red or white cup.
Right.
And you were supposed to do whatever you wanted. And everybody's going, dude, I pay for a holiday cup. I want a holiday cup.
Yeah.
Well, this year it's got like a logo, like two hands holding up a you know, a Starbucks card.
Mm-hmm.
And there, a Starbucks cup, rather. And it has space for you to draw and color in stuff. I put a picture of it up on KissElPaso.com.
I find it odd that they call it a holiday cup.
It's and not all a holiday.
They call it a Christmas cup?
No, no, no. I mean, yeah, they call it a holiday, but it's not really.
That's what I'm saying. I find it odd that they call it a holiday cup, and then there's a Christmas tree, and there's Christmas presents.
Right, right.
There's the Christmas star.
Yep, and yep.
So why don't they just call it a Christmas cup?
I don't know.
I don't see any Kwanzaa.
I know. No. There's no Hanukkah.
I don't see any Hanukkah.
Uh-uh.
Nothing. I don't know what doves got to do with it.
Well, doves are the dove is the symbol of the Holy Spirit.
Is it?
Yes.
It's
very religious.
Jeebus.
Yeah,
which
very
is
religious.
Christmas,
mm-hmm.
As in Christmas.
Christmas. Yep.
So why do they call it a holiday cup then?
I don't know. Because I guess they don't want to trigger anybody. But the plain fact of the matter is that those two doves right there, those are Christian symbols.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are Christian symbols. And the whole thing about a tree,
mm-hmm.
it's a Christian symbol.
Well, yeah.
Because I mean, that's the reason for Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. You know? And those presents, that's a Christian symbol, too.
Those are, no. Not so much, but, you know.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it's a Christian symbol of sorts.
Although, you know, it just kind of makes me laugh. But it's like, okay, you do you, Starbucks.
Right.
I don't care. As long as you don't charge me for the extra artwork, I don't care.
I'm going to start a hashtag, man. All holidays matter. I'm going to start taking a knee. Because all holidays matter.
I think you should. Hey, you know what we should do? We should take a picture kneeling next to a Christmas tree and saying all holidays matter.
All holidays matter.
Okay, then. I'm going to bring in a little Christmas tree tomorrow.
Yes, you do that.
I'm going to.
You do that, man.
And then we can you know, kneel next to it. Because it's true. I mean, why are you going to have two doves of peace? Those are totally Christian symbols. And why are you going to have a Christmas tree if it's not a Christmas cup?
I know.
You know?
Because in the past, they did kind of stay away from anything that was Christmassy.
They did. They would just put, like, you know, streamers and ribbons and, you know, like, you know, all this stuff. And then look, there's the star right there.
There it is.
There's the star that takes them to Bethlehem.
Is that the Hanukkah star?
Nope.
No, that's not the Hanukkah star?
No, this is the star. This is the star that takes them to Bethlehem. It's the Hanukkah star. I don't see where he's.
Okay, yeah.
No. That is the traditional looking Bethlehem star.
Is that the cowboy star?
It's not the cowboy star.
They should.
No, and see that would be kind of fun if you did something, you know, specific to the state.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, like Bud did with all the football teams.
Right. Exactly.
Something specific.
Yeah, that would be super cool.
Yeah.
And stop calling it a holiday cup.
Am I right?
Because it's not.
Okay. All right then. Settled.
Hashtag,
we're taking a knee.
Hashtag all holidays
all
matter.
All holidays matter. Kiss FM. Hey, did you hear about this?
What?
A baby Frankenstein was born on Halloween.
What?
Yeah, no, for real. Almonte Springs, Florida residents Kyle and Jessica Frankenstein.
Oh, no. More copyrighted material that we can't play here. So sorry.
No. I'm pretty sure it's Frankenstein.
Stop it.
Had their first child on Tuesday. That's right. The Frankensteins.
Yeah, more copyrighted material. I know, it's annoying. Write your congressman. What do you want me to do?
Oh, I'm pretty sure they are Frankensteins.
Is that their real name?
That is their real name, and they had a baby on Halloween.
What did they name him?
Oscar with a K.
Oscar Frankenstein.
Oscar Frankenstein.
Peekaboo, this doesn't belong to you. Copyright material, so sorry.
No, Stein. Frankenstein was born on Tuesday afternoon, 4 days after his due date.
That's hilarious.
Uh-huh. I know.
That is so great.
Yeah.
How do you get the name Frankenstein?
I don't know.
Wow.
I'm not a Stein of any sort. I have no idea.
That's hilarious.
And by the way, we have audio of her doctor delivering the baby.
Oh.
Roll it.
Oops, we can't play that. It's copyrighted material.
See what I did there? You see what I did there? Okay. All right.
You're such a nerd.
Yeah.
And so proud of yourself.
A baby Frankenstein was born on Halloween.
That is hilarious.
Isn't it, though?
I can't even believe that there's somebody named Frankenstein.
I know.
See, now you've got me
now
doing
it.
I do
it. Have you confused, don't I? Kiss FM. John's about how its stock prices took a hit because of slow sales.
Right.
Jimmy Fallon last night on his talk show during his opening monologue had a pretty funny line about that.
Some business news. I read that Papa John's stock went down this week due to poor sales. Yeah, you could tell they were tight on cash when Peyton Manning said, "My check didn't clear last month." And you go,
that's pretty good.
I told you it was kind of funny. It's Mike and Tricia mornings on 93.1 KISS FM. Another sports-related thing. Last night, the World Series came to an end, and the Houston Astros, for the first time ever, are your World Series champions. The game was pretty much of a snoozer.
It really was.
The game was your typical baseball game.
It was slow and
boring.
It totally was. It was.
I think the most exciting thing happened at the very end there when their shortstop, Carlos Correa, was doing an interview, and he turned to his girlfriend and proposed to her.
Yeah.
Here's the clip.
It's one of the biggest steps of my life, one of the biggest accomplishments of my life, and right now I'm about to take another big step in my life. Daniela Rodriguez, you make me the happiest man in the world. Will you marry me? Will you marry me?
Oh my God!
So far, no yes.
Yes.
There it is.
It goes like this.
There it is. I don't think this was going to last. He had to prod that yes out of her.
Well, I think she was too busy looking at the skating rink of a ring that he gave her. Yeah. I am not kidding. It's a pear-shaped diamond, and it goes from knuckle to knuckle. It is enormous. Yeah. It's gorgeous. Yeah.
He kind of sounded like Fez to me. But then again, you know, I love that 70s show. I watch it a lot every afternoon. He sounded like Fez.
I know you do. Yeah, he does a little bit.
Did you know that she is last year's Miss Texas USA?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, this is such a cliche relationship. Sports star with beauty queen.
Well, of course. Who else do they hang out with?
But, right? I know, man. I know. So, yeah, that was probably the most exciting thing about last night's ballgame.
Was
watching the proposal on television, live TV.
And considering how exciting the whole series has been
up till then.
For it to be such a clunker
the last night. Two games were pretty darn boring, man. But it's good to see that, you know, that the Astros have won their very first World Series. And it's almost becoming a thing now, man, like every year. For the last few years, teams that have not been in the series for many, many decades, you know, make it onto the series and or win the World Series.
Right. The Astros, the Cubs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's pretty cool to watch.
It is. Kiss FM.
Your knowledge of all things El Paso.
All right. Let's see if I have the knowledge.
It sounds to me like you do, man. I think you lived here long enough to be able to answer these questions correctly. These are all El Paso-related questions. You have 5 seconds to answer, although you can answer immediately.
Okay.
It's just that when you hear that annoying buzzer, we have to get an answer out of you.
Okay.
And you have to get all three correct to win the pair of tickets to the Junior League of El Paso's A Christmas Fair.
Right.
You ever done any shopping there?
Oh, I love it.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, they got all these cool things, man. There's like over 200 vendors from all over the country.
Right?
Yes.
And they bring their A game, man.
They totally do.
All right,
sure
so
do.
Mm-hmm. Let's get you in for nothing this weekend. Here's the first of three possible questions.
Okay. What is El Paso's official nickname?
Sun City.
Look at you, girl.
Right?
God, I was hoping I wouldn't get an El Chuco on you.
I know. No, official.
Yeah.
Official
yeah.
is the key word here.
Okay.
Okay, who sings the iconic song El Paso?
Down in the dusty old.
Oh, I know the song, but it's
El Paso.
Actually, it's I know,
but I like my version better.
I don't.
Since when do I ever sing correct versions of songs?
I know, song ruiner.
Patricia.
Yeah.
Michael.
Michael doesn't bother me as much as Patricia bothers you.
I know, it really does.
So what's the answer, B? We're having a little spat here.
I can tell.
Yes. Do you? Have we made it awkward for you?
A little bit. I thought I was already off the air.
She's like, Mom and Dad,
yes.
stop fighting.
Do you feel like that child who goes to his friends and says, Mom and Dad are getting a divorce? No, man, how do you know? I heard them fighting. So where were we? Oh, yes.
Yeah,
who sings that song, El Paso?
I know the song, but I don't remember who sings it.
You got nothing, huh?
I got nothing.
Oh,
no. I know.
So sorry. Appreciate you listening, though.
Okay. Thank you for letting me listen to you guys.
Yeah. We keep it real around here.
Yeah, you do.
And sometimes awkward as well.
Yeah.
All
Thank
right.
You.
Thank you, B.
Okay, bye-bye.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit kisselpaso.com or download the 93.1 KISS FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.